Prayer Helps Guide to Truth, January 31. If anyone wants to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. NKJV. Before Jesus went forth to his final conflict with the powers of darkness, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and prayed for his disciples. The burden of Jesus' request was that those who believed on him might be kept from the evil of the world, and sanctified through the truth. He does not leave us to vague surmising as to what the truth is, but adds, "Thy word is truth." The word of God is the means by which our sanctification is to be accomplished. It is of the greatest importance, then, that we acquaint ourselves with the sacred instruction of the Bible. It is as necessary for us to understand the words of life as it was for the early disciples to be informed concerning the plan of salvation. We shall be inexcusable if, through our own negligence, we are ignorant of the claims of God's word. God has given us his word, the revelation of his will, and has promised the Holy Spirit to them that ask him, to guide them into all truth. And every soul who honestly desires to do the will of God shall know of the doctrine. Since the time when the Son of God breasted the haughty prejudices and unbelief of humankind, there has been no change in the attitude of the world toward the religion of Jesus. The servants of Christ must meet the same spirit of opposition and reproach, and must go without the camp, bearing his reproach. His, Jesus, teaching was plain, clear, and comprehensive. The practical truths he uttered had a convincing power, and arrested the attention of the people. Multitudes lingered at his side, marveling at his wisdom. His manner corresponded with the great truths he proclaimed. There was no apology, no hesitancy, not the shadow of a doubt or uncertainty that it might be other than he declared. He spoke of the earthly and the heavenly, of the human and the divine, with positive authority, and the people were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. It is a matter of the highest importance and interest to us that we understand what the truth is, and our petitions should go forth with the intense earnestness that we may be guided into all truth.